he cast a huge shadow over the town of Letterkenny. And, you know, he was an immense presence. He always had Letterkenny at his heart. He always had his electoral area at his heart. And indeed was a phenomenal businessman also. And I suppose I had the unique occasion, don't know if not just politically, working with Bernard, but I was also an employee of his as a young man in the Golden Grill. And I have to say, both occasions I found the man to be unbelievably fair, very innovative, and always very, very focused. And it's very sad that for the town, no matter what your thoughts were on his political prowess, he definitely, definitely always advocated and promoted the town of Letterkenny.
Now, he and your late father would have been great friends and political rivals, and then you and he would have been closely involved during the period of unification between Fianna Fáil and the then independent Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, it was very unique because, and in fairness, the person who probably brought my father into politics was Bernard McGlinchey in the early 60s. He would have been the first member of the Narcan family that got involved in the political side of local government. And I suppose then my father would have been very close to the Blaneys, and with the famous split after the arms trial, he left with Neil Blaney, and I suppose things got a bit acrimonious for a while, and there would have been rivals. But there was always a huge respect and indeed a friendship. And I suppose a lot of people don't see the other side of politics. They see the meetings and they see the dialogue that takes place then. They don't see behind the scenes where the real work's done and where people work together. And that would have been very much the case. And then we had the unique situation where Bernard was to the fore, along with Niall Blaney and Harry Blaney, with regards to unification of the party, and was a huge and strong supporter. And I suppose some of the speeches he made while supporting Niall Blaney in the last election was unique and an interesting insight that he had kind of come full circle with regard to supporting the Blaneys again. But if you look at a lot of the infrastructure that's in Letterkenny, Donal, you know, it can be put down to fingerprints of Bernard McGlinchey being on it. And as I say, it was a pleasure to serve with him. It was amazing to watch him. His memory is something, I suppose, that I would, if I was to point to one thing that he was unique and stood out. His memory was unbelievable. And again, once the teapot came out and you were summoned into his circle, you could have been there for hours listening to stories of things that occurred in the past.